story that I semi-teased yesterday on the air to Evan that I was looking into because it popped. And I had to have more time to kind of let it wash over me and say, yeah, big deal, little deal, no deal. And I started to think it was a bigger deal as the day went on. And then last night, I am sitting there miserable after a Yankee loss, taping another one of my 1,000 Giants podcasts. And I get a little text from Tiki Barber going, I think we should talk about this tomorrow. And this is how much I respect Tiki, because Tiki lets me and Evan, like two idiots, argue over opens every single day, and he goes with the flow. But when Tiki speaks, I listen. And Tiki Barber wants to get into Baker Mayfield today. And that is the story. Yesterday, I teased to Evan. And let's start, before we talk about this, everybody knows what the hell we're talking about, with what Baker Mayfield said to the Tampa Bay media yesterday. And then we'll tie into exactly how the hell it matters here in New York.
Been some of the best years of my career. And I think it's only going to trend upwards, just being comfortable and feeling that. So disappointing in that regard to not have, you know, to feel disrespected a little bit. And that's really the disappointing part, to feel undervalued after, you know, thinking you've earned it. This is not a poor me thing. It's there's a lot of other people that have it way worse off, but I can sit here and look at other quarterbacks and peers and evaluate myself based on that and put myself in certain categories that I deserve to be compensated for that. And I think I'm a franchise quarterback. I've been told I'm a franchise quarterback. It's been said publicly from ownership down here. And so to not have a deal done is very disappointing. But I said the deadline was a deadline. And I addressed the team to let them know I meant that. It's all ball. I'm with these guys.
So here's the thing, Sean.
All right.
When you sign a three-year deal, Baker Mayfield, 3 years, this is his third year, two seasons ago, signed a three-year deal. Essentially, and he was young. He was 28 years old when he signed that deal. And it felt like, okay, this is just a test to see if it's worth a longer-term deal. But when you sign a three-year deal, especially when you're a quarterback, it's essentially a two-year deal. Because that second year is to prove that you deserve a longer deal, correct? So Baker Mayfield, in his make-it year, right, his contract year, had a down season. I know Hurt. He says he's a top, top tier quarterback in the NFL. He was basically the top 12. He was a 12th quarterback in the NFL last year. He had a down season. They lost a bunch of games at the end of the year, and it was frustrating. And they lost a division, and it was bad. Right, it just didn't sit right with anyone around the Buccaneers. With that being said, when I see someone disgruntled, being maybe put out to trash, if I'm one of these teams that is QB desperate, that to me is an opportunity. So we know this is the case in Atlanta. Atlanta's got a you-know-what sandwich with their quarterback situation.
God. Tua and Penix, and both are
Penix,
hurt.
Who is hurt. Both of them are hurt.
Yeah, both suck, both hurt.
There's some rookie who I have never heard of who is actually the starting quarterback and Cooper or whatever, Rush.
Cooper Rush,
right. And then you go to the Browns. The Browns have Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played in however many years, and Shador Sanders, whom you may believe in, but I'm not so sure.
And by the way, an organization that casted Baker Mayfield away to up with this mess.
Minnesota Vikings, right? Minnesota Vikings, who got rid of a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Sam Darnold. And now they have Kyler Murray, who busted out in Arizona, and J.J. McCarthy, who looks like he's going to be a bust as well. And then you have the Jets.
Oh, yes.
And the New York Jets, who bring in Geno Smith. They talk about him like he's the savior, going to take you to the promised land, and you draft Cade Klubnik. Look, I'm higher on Cade Klubnik than most people, but that's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, he's a fourth-round pick.
Right.
And so I look at these teams, and there's a couple other ones like Pittsburgh. What are they going to do if Aaron Rodgers isn't the guy, or the Indianapolis Colts if Daniel Jones is not really the guy? Like, but those are secondary thoughts. There are four teams, the Atlanta Falcons, the Cleveland Browns, the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Jets that don't have a quarterback steady solution, right? You don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not look at Baker Mayfield and say, I need to consider going after him? And if I'm the Jets in particular, I would look at where I am right now with Geno and Cade Klubnik and weigh it versus what Baker Mayfield has been and what he potentially could be. Because even if he's not good, even if he's not fantastic, he ultimately is probably better than what you have in your quarterback room right now. And so Baker Mayfield to the New York Jets has to be a real conversation. It has to be. And I think if the Jet fan really thought about it And by the way, this is not getting rid of your first round pick who you're going to draft next year. You can draft that guy anyways. You get Baker a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal. It's fungible with the cap. You have him for 2 years. It lets the young kid play or not play. And again, that's not what I'm worried about. I'm talking about looking at your QB room and saying, who's best for it right now? And if I'm the Jets or the Vikings or the Browns or the Atlanta Falcons, I have to weigh this. I have to look at this as an opportunity to go steal somebody from a disgruntled situation in Tampa Bay. Because I got to tell you, it feels like Tampa is crumbling.
Yeah, well, you had Vita Vea to start the week requesting a trade, and we kind of brushed that aside, even though I pointed out how much I think that would have been a fit for the Giants. But Baker Mayfield getting in front of the media and saying flat out he feels disrespected, and I thought pretty poignantly gave the exact reasons why. I don't know how you could be anti-Baker Mayfield after he says that. He's right.
He said it humbly.
Yeah.
He didn't say it like he was pissed off. He said it like, you know what? I just thought this would get done. They loved me.
Right. They told me I was a franchise quarterback.
Yes.
And that is true. If you tell somebody you're a franchise quarterback, you don't let them play out this year on that. If you really believe it.
Right.
And look, if the Bucs don't believe it for whatever reason, maybe they think they're going to change the coach at the end of the year, or they think, maybe we're not going to be as good as a rich quarterback draft class.
I think that's what it is.
Which part of it?
They think some things are going to change next year. Right.
Rather than be tied down to Baker.
Right. Their head coach I can't say he's like that. He's not solid. He's not on solid footing, the head coach. We know what their roster looks like right now. Mike Evans is gone, and it feels like there's a transition happening defensively. They got a little older in spots, and they're transitioning. Like, this team could look completely different a year from now. And the last thing you want to do is tie yourself to a quarterback who's demanding to be paid like Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And he's not Dak Prescott. He's a good player. Maybe he should be making $50 million a year on a 3-year deal, but he shouldn't be making $60 million a year on a 3-year deal. And so, like, there's this impasse that doesn't feel like it is going to get settled, or the Bucks want it to get settled.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint scheme. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. And look, just to make it clear, Baker Mayfield starting the year with the Tampa Bay Bucs. He's going to give it all with his guys. But, Tiki, let me just take this one step further.
By the way, I think Baker's committed to the Bucs.
That's not what I'm saying.
But I'm saying this from a Jets standpoint.
I do too.
Or the Vikings or the Browns or the Falcons.
Yeah. Like, even the Cardinals, by the way, another team like that.
Capitalize on it. Because this is not a...
Well,
this isn't going to get solved, I don't think.
No, and this is the point. Every year, we like to have this conversation about weighing the, hey, do you want to take your chance on the next veteran quarterback? And that worked out for the Seattle Seahawks last year with Sam Darnold. To an extent, it worked out with the Colts, although everything kind of fell apart when Daniel Jones got hurt.
It certainly worked out for the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes, with Matt Stafford. And then we weigh the argument of, or do you want to hope that you're in the right quarterback class and... Okay, it wasn't the right quarterback class per se, everybody thought, but it seemingly so far has worked out for the Giants with Jackson Dart. Like,
yes.
I think we can all agree on this. If you're pro rookie quarterback or pro veteran quarterback, I don't think either of us are wrong. I think we've argued in circles over this for 3 years. I don't think there's a right answer. The right answer is finding the right quarterback for the right franchise.
Yes.
And this is what I would say. Baker Mayfield's clearly unhappy in Tampa. Tampa's clearly put their chips down and aren't interested in paying him like a franchise quarterback right now. They want to have the wait-and-see approach. Baker Mayfield has clearly stored that in the back of his brain.
Yes.
He's not going to give them a hometown discount, that's for sure. And if he's just free to be a free agent, they're going to figure this out. And to me, as much as, like, I think logically the Jets with all these three first-round picks and what they're building, if you're right there in the top three and you love whoever, Mestemaker or Arch Manning, or you insert the quarterback here, right. Dante Moore. Baker Mayfield, what we know about him and the attitude he has, and I'm not saying that in a negative tinge, That's the exact kind of like FU type leader that comes into an organization like the New York Jets, who haven't had quality quarterback play in forever, unless you want to count that second year of Aaron Rodgers,
right,
and go, that's the right guy to lead us out of the abyss.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers was 40. Baker Mayfield's
right.
31.
You could have him play quarterback for the New York Jets for the next 5 years. And even if it doesn't result in a Super Bowl, who cares?
Right.
Establish the identity and the toughness and the resiliency of the organization. Baker Mayfield is a rare breed of that. Is he a top 10 quarterback? No. But like Tiki said, 12. Is he in that next range?
But what, Sam Darnold?
Right. Right. He's right. In that next range. And if you attack that, that would allow you in what is supposed to be this all-world draft that doesn't just include quarterbacks to look at all those picks you have and go, we're signing Baker. Maybe we take a flyer on a quarterback. Maybe not. But then we build the roster out the other way.
Yeah.
Build that ass first.
I've started. And the Jets have already done that.
Yes.
Their offensive line is solid. Now, defensively, again, we had this conversation with Evan earlier in the week. It's still dicey. I don't know what the defense is going to look like for the Jets. And with Aaron Glenn now being the play caller, head of the defensive side of the ball. But I do know that when you have a question mark, when there's a little bit of a question mark about your quarterback going into the season, then it can easily spread into a massive void. It can become the thing that prevents you from doing whatever it is. And I know Baker Mayfield had a down year last year, but I also know that Baker Mayfield is a gamer.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield brings a competency about him. There's this aura about him. There's this leadership quality about him. He almost like defines what your personality as an offense is going to be like. Just because of how he is.
It would have been so easy, Tiki, for the Tampa Bay Bucs post Tom Brady to go, all right, that whole locker room going, Brady's gone. And I'm in the middle of watching that Netflix series, yes, Quarterback. Now. And right away, like the Bucs players talking about when Baker Mayfield came in that first day of camp and then that first run he has in week one, they went, oh, we got to follow this dude.
Right.
He attracts, I mean, you would know this better as a player. He's the kind of guy you want to follow into war.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, he's demanding whatever he's demanding. He's not worth that. And I think the Buccaneers made him a fair deal. In fact, I know the Buccaneers made him, mm-hmm, a fair deal because I've talked to people down there who know, including my brother. But so I know that this was a fair deal. Baker just feels disrespected because he wants to be a top five quarterback. And by the way, I don't blame him. Scott Boras does this with all his clients as well, right? And again, his agent is not Scott Boras type, but you know what I mean. Like, when you are a quarterback and you've done well for a team, you're going to demand the world.
Yeah.
But you also have to understand what your career is, like what your career, mm-hmm, tells everybody it is. Like, you've been on five different teams.
Yes.
Right? You haven't been anywhere more than 3 years. You constantly are getting replaced and disrespected. And so maybe that's what makes him feel like he's being disrespected by the Buccaneers. But I think they made him a fair offer for where he is in his career. And he said no. And again, I'm not adjudicating what's happening in Tampa. I'm saying this feels like an opportunity,
yeah,
for a quarterback needy team like the New York Jets to go do something about their void in quarterback right now.
Yeah, take advantage, because the Jets, just like those other teams Tiki pointed out that don't have a clear quarterback situation right now, how many of those teams are all going to be in that mix in the first round next year to go, we need to find our quarterback here?
That's right.
That carousel may spin. We have no idea, win or loss wise. We could all predict it from here to the cows come home, where it's going to fall, what the draft order is going to be. The Jets also may not be in a position when this season ends where you know they're getting the guy they like in this, right, class as well. Baker Mayfield, I'd start to even have the whispers now, illegal as it may be, behind, hey, you know what? You'd be great to turn this. We'd love you here. And Baker Mayfield, be honest, takes the Jets to a couple 9-win seasons. He'd be a freaking cult hero
with how
low that organization is.
No, you're right. He has the ability to win. And look, the Minnesota Vikings, they've had some success.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're desperate. They're not desperate like the Jets. The Cleveland Browns, I mean, they're probably on the same level as the Jets. Atlanta Falcons have had some success over the last few years. Not ultimate success, but they've been okay. This is something that the Jets can't continue to just be irrelevant.
Yep.
They can't. Like, and at some point, you have to prioritize winning instead of prioritizing, well, we'll get them next year.
Yep.
Right? And so the only way to do that is by finding the right quarterback, is by finding the guy who brings you out of whatever this doldrum that you're in, that you've been in for a decade plus. And so if I'm the Jets, and again, not saying this has to get done, this is old, I have to explore this. This is an opportunity, uh-huh, that is jumping right out at you. And Baker Mayfield may not be, you know, long for the Buccaneers, but he could be right for you.
Now, how it pertains to this season, obviously knowing Baker Mayfield is going to start the year with the Bucs, I think it pertains to this season in one of two ways, Tiki. Here's number one. How many times have we also argued, even back to when Tommy was on the show and we were in afternoons, about the idea of tanking and everything else? This Baker Mayfield quote and his unhappiness at least gives me the comfort, if I was a Jet fan, to say this. I cannot sit down on Sundays, and I'm guilty of this as a Giant fan, and root for losses every week.
Yeah. No, that sucks.
And it sucks, but I will say that Baker Mayfield, to me, at least presents an opportunity where I could store that in the back of my mind and go, it may not be the worst thing in the world that, you know, Will McDonald went out there and had three sacks in this game and wrecked the game, and Omar Cooper turned it on and right. Had a big play. Like, if the Jets get a couple of these wins, maybe we don't expect them to get, and you're sitting there going, man, this ended up being a 5-6 win season. They were kind of spunky. Aaron Glenn showed something. It's not a disaster case because maybe you've actually built something, and instead of worrying about picking top three, it's Baker Mayfield that can right. Be stored in the back of your mind every single Sunday when you watch football this week, that you're not sitting there miserable going, I can't believe we won this game. We just lost four in a row. Why not lose the fifth in a row? Because that's the way fan bases have been told to operate.
I hate that, though.
You hate it?
I hate it. I can't stand it.
It's an NFL problem. I don't blame fans for thinking that. To me, because of the way everything has been, you know, orchestrating the quarterback, but you don't have to do that if Baker Mayfield is making these quotes, because that becomes one of these off seasons where there is a dude potentially available that you don't have to necessarily have the
right. That's right.
Now, point number two. I don't know where you're going to go on this. You could slap me upside the face because you hate this kind of talk when you talk about culture and everything else. Something is broken in Tampa Bay. Right?
Okay.
Just period, stop. Something is broken in Tampa Bay. The Bucs right now ceiling is to win the NFC South.
It should be relatively easy.
Correct.
But it hasn't been. The last 5 years, it hasn't been. They've won it a few times, but it hasn't been easy.
But there is a world where Tyler Shuck and the Saints take off and have a pretty good season. Mm-hmm. And the Carolina Panthers don't regress. And they build right. On the fact that they won the South last year. What if we're staring at a 2 or 3 win Buck team at the trade deadline, and this has gotten even sour, you know, 15
right,
weeks from now.
Now it really doesn't make sense to pay Baker Mayfield.
Right. You know what? You're kind of in this spot, and the Bucs, from an ownership standpoint on down, may look at, and at that point, we'll have a better read on the college football season and go, listen, we're going to draft a quarterback. We don't know where we're going to be in the draft, but I'll tell you what helps us draft a quarterback, trading Baker Mayfield. And players will hate that.
Yes.
And it'll be a culture problem.
Of course.
But that's not a Jet problem.
It's a Buck problem.
If you're sitting there and it's week 9 and you're having a bad year if you're the Jets, maybe it doesn't make sense, but wouldn't it behoove you to go, let's get Baker Mayfield in here and show us what we're all about?
Yes, it would.
Like, could this season end with Baker Mayfield quarterback
honestly,
in the Jets?
Sean, that feels too baseball to me.
I know it does.
It feels too, because it's just hard to transition in the middle of the season for a quarterback.
But Baker Mayfield went to freaking Rams and played December out.
By the way, if there's one quarterback that could do it, it's Baker. Baker started a game in Los Angeles after being there for 3 days?
Yes, and won the game.
I know. So I trust Baker, who's been in a ton of different systems, to figure it out and basically just to game it. Like, he's a gamer. Yeah. Like, he'll figure out on the fly what's right, what's not right, how I call an offense, and how I can get things done. So I get you. But I'm saying if you're the Jets, you got to get ahead of that. Mm-hmm. You got to get ahead of that scenario that the Bucs stink. You know, they're not gonna re-sign Baker Mayfield. They want to trade him. I just don't see that happening.
Well, when you say get ahead of it, you think you want to do it before the season?
I think like now.
Now?
This is why I'm saying now.
I just had this whole conversation operating under the assumption he starts. You think you could strike now?
I'm talking now. If the New York Jets and the Vikings and the Browns and the Atlanta Falcons, they don't have an answer at quarterback right now. They are scuffling. Every day at practice, it's like, all right, let's hope we get a good day today. All right, let's hope that this thing works itself out. You look at this Baker Mayfield failed negotiation, because it doesn't seem like they're negotiating any longer.
Yeah.
Right? Camp has started. Baker Mayfield had told them, this is the deadline. After that deadline, I'm not done. I'm not talking with you guys anymore. This, to me, is a Jet opportunity. And again, you have to work fast here. This is like,
yeah,
all right, this opportunity is now on my desk. Let me go jump at this.
Would you trade one of the three first-round picks?
Maybe.
You do have the capital for it.
The Jets need to win. They can't keep losing. They're going to have a new coach. If they suck again, if they win four games or five, and just look bad, they are getting a new coach. Like, they're restarting all over again. They get into this every couple of years, we're bringing in a new coach. And when you fall into that spiral, it is hard to get out of. It's almost impossible to get out of unless a John Harbaugh comes available for you, like the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Again, we got to see John Harbaugh fix this thing with the New York Giants. But the Jets are in danger of getting into that spiral where you're not winning. You don't. Nobody has faith in anybody. You don't have a quarterback. And maybe you draft a young kid. But what's the coaching staff going to look like for that young kid? Like, they're in danger right now of falling deeper, because they've been in it for already a decade and a half, into this crazy spiral that's going to disrupt them forever. You know what I mean?
No, and so I agree.
If I saw this Baker Mayfield situation developing, and you start to hear some of the words coming from the Buck side, then you hear the disgruntledness from Baker's side. And if I'm a team that's quarterback needy and desperate, that's an opportunity. You have to go take an opportunity and just shoot your shot. They might say, get out of here. Baker's our guy.
Right.
And maybe it forces them to sign Baker Mayfield to a long-term contract. But at the end of the day, you have to take your shot when this kind of opportunity. Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback in the NFL. And he's not the best, but he's certainly, when he's on a top 10 to 8 quarterback in the league. And so you don't get these opportunities all the time to get a baked, solid NFL winning type quarterback. And Baker Mayfield is one of those guys.
Tiki says the Jets should shoot their shot and try to acquire Baker Mayfield before the season.